and welcome to this episode of NFP, KVLU's feature on local nonprofit organizations. I'm Jason, and my guest on this episode is Gina Abbott. She is Executive Director and Founder of the Trauma Watchtower. Gina, thanks for being on the show.
Thanks for having me.
Talking about Trauma Watchtower and being the founder, I wanted to ask you about the formation of the organization and not just that, what you were trying to address.
Oh, absolutely. So I guess the pivot point that birthed the ministry that I run is my daughter was sexually abused at the age of 11 in 2018. And in that, I also am a overcomer of childhood sexual abuse. So we started kind of noticing there was some gaps, and it's a very lonely place to sit whenever this happens to your family. My friends were really wonderful in telling me, I am so sorry you're going through this. I really hate to see you going through this. However, they couldn't really say anything into the situation because they had never walked it. So from that, we just kind of started creating this space for not only the survivors of sexual assault, but for their parents and their families, because it really does send a ripple effect through the whole family, sometimes through the whole community, depending on the size of the sexual assault that happened. Like we saw just north of here with a Little League team, like that whole community felt that one. Wow. So from that personal experience and that personal journey, we started the Trauma Watchtower to create that space to help support and empower those survivors and their families, and ultimately to help them get the healing that they need.
What were some specific things that you were seeing as gaps that you wanted to address specifically related to this issue?
Yeah, absolutely. So one of the biggest gaps that we saw, or that, I have seen working in victim services, is that if you are federally funded, you can't be spiritual with them. You can't talk about God, and you can't pray with them, and you can't read scriptures over them. And so that was a huge gap that we saw that was needed. So we immediately out the gate have started faith-based victim advocacy services, and that includes sexual assault advocacy as well. And then on top of that, we realized in this area, there is no sexual assault support groups. So we have created sexual assault support groups. One group is for adults and another one just for teenagers. Plus, we also have the parent support group, which is exactly that. It's a space for the parents of sexual abuse survivors to get together and to talk about how they are walking through this. How are they helping their child? Or, and they don't necessarily have to even be a child. It could be, your child was in college and was raped. So it's just a coming together of parents who are walking the same journey together and pouring back and forth into each other to help better empower the family as a whole.
You know, talking about like the specific services you do, what are some things that you like to mention for, those listening to say, here's different things that we have set up specifically. This is our walkthrough.
Yeah, absolutely. So some of the things that we are offering is, the support groups, of course, is a big hunk of it. Mm-hmm. We do offer mental health coaching as well, which is not exactly counseling, because counseling comes from the aspect of let's work through the baggage. And that's where they're emptying all that suitcase out for you. Whereas mm-hmm. mental health coaching is you address that you have these instances in your life, but it helps you plan moving forward. So mental health coaching is looking forward, not looking backward. And then we also are offering public speaking. I will go and speak to anyone who wants to listen about sexual assault. I also do a public speaking engagement on overcoming childhood sexual abuse and how that affects you in adulthood and how you walk through that space as an adult to make sure that you are living a healed and healthy life.
Do you utilize volunteers in the organization? How have you kind of built your network, I should say, in your...
We do have a small, because we are, a smaller organization at this point. So we do have a small need for volunteers. And as the things grow, then, the opportunities for volunteers to come in and stand alongside us will absolutely grow. There are some things that we are planning in the future that's going to be a lot bigger scale and bigger projects. And so we absolutely will be needing some help with those things. But right now, until then, luckily the volunteer need has been kind of small.
Now, I wanted to ask you too, is there anything particular, you know, coming up that you'd like to touch on? And of course, guests can come back. We can talk more, but anything particular to do? And also how people can get in touch with the organization.
So the big things is that the first and third Wednesdays of the month, we do have that parent support group, and I have that in a virtual space. So that way parents can log on during a lunch break. They don't really have to go anywhere. Mm-hmm. Can just, you know, not because miss any work because it's on lunch. So the first and third Wednesdays of the month is the parent support group. And then the first and third Thursdays, 6 o'clock is the adult sexual assault survivor group. And at 7 o'clock is the teenage sexual assault survivor group. And those are at the Wesley United Methodist Church over on Major Drive in Beaumont. So those are really big things that we are kicking off. We actually just kicked off the support group, the sexual assault survivor groups at the beginning of July. So they are very brand new. And so that's the big piece right now. We are going out to some of the schools and joining in on the health fairs and just kind of talking to parents and getting some of that, the word out there. And you can always reach me my website is traumawatchtower.org, or we have a Facebook page, the Trauma Watchtower. You can always reach us there. And because we are a faith-based program, we are not seeking the normal federal grants that most of the organizations, the victim services units here have, because we don't want to put that stipulation on there that we can't pray over them, or we can't read scriptures, or it can't be faith-based because it's federally funded. So we are running solely right now on donations, and till we start finding some grants that are going to allow us to do it the way we want to do it. I know that sounds really, really hickle, but yeah, that's just kind of where we're at now.
Gina, thanks for being on the program.
Oh, thank you so much for the spot to talk about the organization and how we're trying to help out in the community. We really appreciate it.
My guest on this episode of NFP was Gina Abbott. She is Executive Director and Founder of the Trauma Watchtower. For more information, you can visit traumawatchtower.org. I'd like to remind you that NFP is available as a podcast on all the major podcast platforms, also on the NPR One app. And of course, you can tune in each Thursday morning at 7:50 right here on KVLU.